Random House Audio presents After Earth by Peter David. Based on the screenplay by Gary Whitta and M. Night Shyamalan. Story by Will Smith. Read for you by David H. Lawrence the 17th. Prelude. Katai is sleeping soundly, dreaming of his future. It is not an unusual dream. He has it all the time. His dream is simple and remarkably consistent. He is running in the dream, always running, across the plateaus that served as training grounds for the Rangers. He does not see himself as any older than he is right now, 8 years old. 8, going on 18, is what his mother often says. He's not entirely sure what she means by that, but every time she says it, she does so with such a wide smile on her face that it's clearly not intended to be insulting. As a result, he doesn't take offense. In his dream, Katai is running alongside other members of the United Ranger Corps. They are not children such as he is, but instead tall and powerful and confident in their abilities. And they are all carrying cutlasses, the formidable weapon that each of them depends on to do the job that they have long been trained to perform. Also, they are all adults. And he is bypassing every single one of them. Katai's speed is quite simply unparalleled. He is moving so quickly, so fluidly, that it is impossible for any of the others to keep up with him.
"Slow it down, Katai. You're killing us, kid."
Comments such as these often rain down on him as he runs, but he makes a point of ignoring them. The other's lack of speed is not his problem. All he cares about is being the fastest, being the best, being the greatest ranger in the history of...